194 radio check.
Who are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixed.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Good evening. How you doing on this Monday? Fine Monday it is. My name is Michael. I'm the host. And this is Broker Talk. We get together for a little bit of time every Monday to talk about all things pertaining to working as becoming a freight broker agent. This is our second live episode. We had our first live episode last week, and the big news last week still is big news. Freight rates. They are going up. Last week we hit on the article that came out a couple of weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal, talking about the freight rates and the shortage and things of that nature. This week, though, we are going to be talking about marketing. You are a freight broker. Maybe you are a new freight broker agent. Maybe you're thinking about becoming a freight broker or even a freight broker agent. We'll be talking about that tonight, too. But one thing that a lot of freight brokers forget is that they are a business. Now, this goes for freight brokerage companies and freight broker agents, because as an agent to a freight broker, you are, in fact, your own business. You don't want to forget about marketing. Now, generally what happens is a new freight broker, new freight broker agent, they get caught up in the day-to-day operation. Prospecting, making calls, looking for loads, getting loads, finding trucks. And this starts early in the morning and pretty much what they're focused on all day, and that makes sense, right? But many brokers and broker agents, they get so caught up into that day-to-day operation, they totally forget about marketing. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Okay, you can call if you have questions, have anything to discuss, your input. We're taking your calls tonight. Area code 646-787-8296. Again, that number if you want to call in, 646-787-8296. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and when we do, we're going to start talking about marketing. The easiest way to begin marketing your brokerage. That's coming up right around the corner on Broker Talk. Looking for a new career? One you can do from home. Perhaps becoming a freight broker agent is the career you've been looking for. If it is, then you need Taltoa. A freight broker agent is a logistics professional that assists companies that have freight to ship with finding trucks to move the freight. A freight broker agent is independent and as such has the potential of an unlimited income. If this sounds like a career that you've been looking for, and you'd like more information about becoming a freight broker agent, visit taltoa.com, TALTOA.com, or call 800-582-4167. That's 800-582-4167. Taltoa, training and consulting the logistics professionals of tomorrow.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor Middle School? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Ah, oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Broker Talk. My name is Michael. I'm your host. We do this every Monday, 7 o'clock Central Time, adjust for your time zone. Hey, we're taking your calls, 646-787-8296. Tonight, we are focused on marketing, specifically marketing for a freight broker or freight broker agent. Now, I'd be amiss not to tell you that Taltoa does provide our clients with marketing services. Matter of fact, 4 years ago, we obtained a facility that we use specifically for marketing, be it video, audio, photography, print, whatever the need may be, our clients have access. Now, what that means to our clients is that they can receive these type of professional marketing services, and I left out web design, but we'll be talking about that too, but they can receive these professional marketing services that they may be spending thousands of dollars for at a huge discount. If you're a client, or if you are planning on becoming a client, make sure you talk to your consultant about these services we provide our clients at a very, very affordable rate. Okay, marketing. Marketing for a freight broker or freight broker agent. We talked a little bit in the last segment about how important it is for a freight broker and a freight broker agent to market their business. Now, some of you maybe thinking, well, I can see how it would be important for a freight brokerage company to market their business. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But why would a freight broker agent want to do any type of marketing? Well, because even as a freight broker agent, you are your own business. And as such, you want to market that business to your potential customer, be it trucking company, shipper, whatever the case may be. Think of it this way. The freight broker company is marketing their company. Why are they marketing? They want to attract business. They want to attract shippers. They want to attract trucking companies to use their services. All the marketing that the freight broker is doing is for them specifically. It's not for the agent. It's their website, their phone number, their contact information, their email, their forms that go directly to them if there's a form on the website. If you're a freight broker agent contracted to a broker, you're not benefiting from that broker's marketing except for brand recognition, and that's a topic for another day. So you, as a freight broker agent, you are your own business. And in fact, not directly, but still competing for those customers or carriers. Not competing to get the business, but competing for those shippers, those trucking companies to pick up the phone and call you. Now, good marketing isn't just something you do once. It should be continuous. Get on YouTube. You can find all kinds of marketing information. George Cal, he's on YouTube, and we found this from him talking about how good marketing is continuous. Let's listen.
Good marketing is constant. It doesn't just happen when you need clients. It's not like you've got a couple of clients completing, and so you better go and do some marketing again, right? This is why so many service providers go through a feast and famine cycle in their business. It's because when they are hungry, then they go out and then do the marketing to get clients. And then when they have clients, they think, oh, I'll save the marketing for later. I really think that is a mistake. And I hope you will do marketing continuously. Find a way of marketing, and hopefully you'll have found a lot of that in the things that I'm teaching you. But find a way of marketing that you enjoy. Make marketing not about getting clients, but about service, about uplifting, educating your audience through content, and about having conversations with prospective clients regularly. Even if your client roster is full, you still have conversations regularly with prospective clients because you want to stay in touch with what they're needing and just helping people out. You know, this is what I do now. I mean, my practice right now is full, but I still have, on average, one or two exploratory calls with prospective clients every week. And I tell them, honestly, you know, my practice is full, but I you know, you seem like a great fit. And, you know, when I can, I just try to refer them to my content. But if it's something I feel like I can really help through a brief phone conversation, I will. And even though I can't take them on at the moment, and then, of course, afterwards, I might refer them on to a niche mate who is qualified and I trust to take care of them well. But do marketing consistently, okay? And I'll give you another... Imagine, have you ever had a friend, so-called friend, who only contacted you when he needed something, right? It's like, oh, I haven't heard from you, Joe, in a few months, and every time Joe contacts you, he's trying to sell you something, he's asking you for a favor. Don't be like that guy. Don't be like that gal, okay? Be the kind of friend who is there for you, who is always helping you out consistently, okay, in a sustainable way. And yes, when that friend needs help or needs a favor or wants to sell you something, you're much more open and you're grateful to hear them out. So do marketing consistently. Find a way of marketing that feels good to you, that feels of service, and do that consistently, whether you have lots of clients right now or you need clients.
Okay, that's George Cal. K-A-O is how it's spelled if you want to do a search for him. Good marketing is continuous, and he makes that point. Now, I don't know what type of business George is in, but he's hitting on really good areas. Good marketing isn't something you just do one day and forget about it. It'll take care of itself. No, it's all the time. It's putting something out there. There are all types of ways that you can market your business. We're going to be covering those tonight. Now, if you'd like to call in, take part in the conversation, 646-787-8296. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about marketing pillars. Not only pillars of marketing, but how you need to schedule daily marketing meetings with yourself. That's coming up on Broker Talk. Look around. Everywhere. Trucks rolling down the highway loaded with everything you could possibly imagine. It's happening right now, and you could be part of it. If you've ever wanted to be in the transportation industry, well, do it right. Work from home as a freight broker. Taltoa can help you. Taltoa is a transportation and logistics consulting firm helping people just like you enter and succeed in the transportation industry as a freight broker. Freight brokers work with shippers and trucking companies assisting with the movement of freight. And you can be part of it. Take time to learn more by visiting taltoa.com, TALTOA.com. Read the reports. Learn more about the industry. Take the first step. Taltoa.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Broker Talk. We do it every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Time. If you want to take part in the conversation tonight, you can. Call us, 646-787-8296. That is 646-787-8296. Now, in our last segment, we were talking about how good marketing is continuous, something you want to do all the time. But what should you be doing to have good marketing? Okay, this brings up pillars. Pillars of your marketing. Now, when I say pillars, I'm talking about the different type of marketing tools that are available to you. Now, this next piece of audio, Tyler Smith, he's a realtor, he's talking about marketing pillars for what he does. But believe me, real estate and brokering, they have a lot of parallels. Let's listen to what Tyler has to say.
I believe that everyone and anyone should have no more than 5 to 7 marketing pillars, really. And so when you think about that, that limits you. When you're trying to do everything, and there's a ton out there, there's so many things you can do to market. The problem is we get distracted and we're looking for the quick fix and we're looking for a FOMO. I don't want to miss out because I might get a lead, right? What you have to do is you have to have clear focus to go real far in this business, my friends. You have to. And in order to do that, I think we all are limited to 5 to 7 actual true pillars that we can focus on. If you can focus on more, please share and let me know, because I found trying to put 10, 12, 15 over my 10-year experience as a realtor, it just didn't work. And so what I would tell you is start with 5. And pick 5 pillars. That might be Facebook. It might be your sphere of influence. It might be Instagram. It might be leads, right? Whatever it is, pick 5 and dominate and say, you know what, for this quarter 4, quarter 1, whatever, I'm gonna focus on these 5. I'm not gonna veer. I'm not gonna go anywhere else. I'm gonna just focus on these 5 and then I'm gonna adjust. And you may find out after 3 months, I might want 7 or 5 is too much. I need to, you know what, Tyler is right. I need to focus on 2. And so start with 5, pick them, commit and surrender to them, and then guess what? Adjust.
Okay, that's Tyler Smith talking about marketing pillars. But what should your marketing pillars be? Now, when we're talking about marketing pillars, it's whatever you're using to market your business. It could be your website, which we'll get to later on tonight, talking about that, because that's a no-brainer. But social media, it could be a newsletter, could be a blog, could be you being a guest writer for some publication. Marketing pillars is the tool you're using for marketing that would produce results. And that's what Tyler is talking about. Hey, try it for 3 months. If there's no result or it's not working, do something else. Switch it. That's the nice thing about these marketing pillars. You can see which one's working, which ones aren't. Focus on what is. Do away with what's not. And that will bring you more business. Now, something else. As a freight broker, you're going to be caught up every day with your normal day-to-day operations, talking to shippers, talking to trucking companies, working on loads. But you need to schedule a daily marketing meeting with yourself.
You would not believe the number of people who whine to me over and over again about, I can't find the time to do any marketing. I spend a half an hour a week or an hour and a half a week, and I just can't get any marketing done because you're doing all kinds of other stuff that doesn't build your business. Can you tell me if there's anything else in your business that's more important than marketing? More important than making sure people come in the door so you can put more money in the till? There isn't. But if you're allowing yourself to be distracted by other less important things, I have a tip on how you can overcome that. Schedule a regular daily meeting with yourself where you are going to focus exclusively on marketing. That's what I do. Right across the calendar, my Google Calendar, every day, so I get an alert that it's time to start. From 12 to 1 every day, I have a pre-scheduled meeting with myself to work on my business, not merely in my business. If you want to be more effective as a marketer, then schedule time to market and be true to that schedule. Pick a time to start, pick a time to finish. Honor both the start time and the finish time, and you'll be amazed at the improvement in results that you get.
That's Jim Ackerman giving you an idea about how important scheduling a daily marketing meeting with yourself can be. It should be mandatory. Just like you, as mandatory as you calling your shipper every day, as mandatory as you calling a trucking company to sell them a load. This is part of your business making you successful. Now, one thing about marketing. When you're marketing, yes, there are times you will see immediate results. But that's not always the case. What you do with your marketing today, you may not see a financial return from it for a week, a month, 6 months, whatever the case may be. But the thing is, if you continuously work on your marketing, you're continuously marketing, just like we talked about or George Cal talked about in the first audio we played in segment one. If you're working on it daily, it's going to build and build and build and build that momentum. Okay, now, we've been talking about marketing, we've been talking about the pillars, about having meetings with yourself, about how good marketing is continuous. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the different types of marketing, specifically a website. If you don't have a website, you're losing money. That's coming up. Now, if you'd like to take part in the conversation, call us 646-787-8296. This is Broker Talk. We'll be back in just a moment. Looking for a new career? One you can do from home. Perhaps becoming a freight broker agent is the career you've been looking for. If it is, then you need Taltoa. A freight broker agent is a logistics professional that assists companies that have freight to ship with finding trucks to move the freight. A freight broker agent is independent and as such has the potential of an unlimited income. If this sounds like a career that you've been looking for, and you'd like more information about becoming a freight broker agent, visit taltoa.com, T-A-L-T-O-A.com, or call 800-582-4167. That's 800-582-4167. Taltoa, training and consulting the logistics professionals of tomorrow.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss, and once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Welcome back to Broker Talk. We're talking about marketing tonight. If you want to be part of the conversation, 646-787-8296. So far, we've talked about how good marketing is continuous. Having daily marketing meetings with yourself. Choosing and making a decision on your marketing pillars. Now, one thing we really haven't talked about yet is the obvious marketing tool. That is a website. If you don't have a website, you're losing money, bottom line. Websites today are the yellow pages of yesterday. Everyone's got a smartphone, tablet, computer, laptop. They want to find something. They get on the internet. They go to Google. They go to Yahoo. They go to Bing. They search for whatever they're interested in or want to find out more about. This is why you should have a website. As a freight broker or even a freight broker agent, you're using the internet every day. Well, shippers and trucking companies are doing the same thing. They are on the internet every day looking for places they can get loads or places they can obtain equipment. Doesn't it make sense that you would have a website so they could find you? Now, pretty much all freight brokers today, they all have websites. And it wasn't that long ago, believe me, that we had to actually sell a lot of our clients, I'm talking freight broker companies, on the idea of having and maintaining a website. And believe me, it was not an easy sell. Today, everyone understands, if you're going to open a business, website is one of the first things you want to talk about, or think about anyway. Get in development. Freight broker agents, you are your own business. You want shippers and trucking companies to be able to find you. The way to do that is through a website. Now, for our clients, yeah, we offer special pricing for design, domain, and hosting. Nine clients will, if you're not a client of ours, Taltoa, yeah, we can still do a website for you. It's just
you're not going to get the client price. So the question you may be asking is, why do I need a website? I could sit here and talk for hours on why you need a website. But I found this piece of audio. And for the life of me, I cannot pronounce the credit. So I will spell it for you. K-A-X-I-Y-A-O-T. If you want to do a search on Google to learn more about that organization or group or whatever, they have audio that I found on why you need a website. I think this will clear it up pretty good.
As technology improves and the world shrinks, customers have more choices than ever, and they're starting to search for what they want on the internet instead of in the phone book. If you have a product or service for sale, or if you have information you'd like to share, how do you stand out? In fact, how do you even get noticed? In the information age, it's never been easier to grab yourself a slice of the American dream, and the easiest way to do that is through the internet, the great level playing field where anyone can seem as large or small as they want. If your competition is online and you're not, you might as well be selling out of the back of a covered wagon. To get online, you'll need a few simple things. You'll need a computer with an internet connection. You'll need a name for your website and a place to put it. And, most importantly, you'll need a way for people to find your website. Let's use an imaginary company as an example. Bensel's Pencils sells pencils made from exotic wood. Unfortunately, nobody's ever heard of them, but if they get online, the whole world can see what they have to offer. The first thing they need is a domain name, also known as a web address. Like their logo, their letterhead, and the sign out front, Bensel's Pencils' domain name is part of their identity. It tells people what to type to be taken to their site. Domain names can be registered through a domain name registrar, a company charged with managing the registration process for its customers. The next thing they'll need is space to hold the files that make up Bensel's website. They can use a dedicated computer of their own, or they can rent space from a hosting company. If they choose a hosting company that has a secure data center and a strong record of reliability, then they'll be protected from power outages, theft, and a host of other things that could go wrong. In order for customers to be able to contact Bensel's Pencils over the internet, they'll need email. It's fine to use a free email service, but an email that uses their domain name will seem more professional. They'll also need the actual content of the website itself, comprised of words, pictures, charts, product and price listings, and anything else they want customers to see. Next, if they're going to collect sensitive information from customers, they'll need internet security to protect users' names, addresses, credit card numbers, or any other sensitive data that a customer might entrust to an online business. This specific kind of security comes in the form of an SSL certificate, a kind of handshake between the user and the host that encrypts the data over a secure connection. If they want to sell online, they'll need some sort of online store to allow customers to browse, select, and pay for items from the Bensel's Pencils website. And finally, they'll need some form of search engine optimization or search engine marketing to help potential customers find the site once it's up and running. Some companies offer many or all of these services bundled together with live support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to answer any questions. Once they have everything in place, they're online. Voila! Bensel's has gone from a local specialty shop to a worldwide vendor. How simple was that? Let's go through it again. To get online, you need a domain name, so you stake your claim in some online real estate. You create content to have something to put in that real estate. You host those website files. You enable email so your customers can talk to you. You set up security to protect your customers. If you have a product or service to sell, you can set up an online store to allow your customers to shop. And you use search engine optimization and marketing to get the word out. Bam! You're on the internet. Problem solved.
Bam! Problem solved. Emerald wasn't either one that said bam all the time. Now that audio, that's from, holy cow, what, 6, 7, 8 years ago? But it's still important today. A website is a base everyone can come to find you. From your website, you're able to target your potential customer, be it trucking companies, shippers, doesn't matter. Your website is working 24/7. It's able to provide you with shippers and carriers. You can create an interactivity. It helps you to establish your brand. You can even have your loads posted on your website. And there's a really, really, really good reason you want your loads posted on your website. And that reason is simply this. If a trucking company dispatcher, they know they can come to your website and see all the loads you have available at any given time. They will check your website every day. Otherwise, they're going to have to search one load at a time for each truck. Maybe they got three trucks that are empty or getting empty now. They can come to your website. You might have loads exactly where those trucks are. So instead of just moving one load with that trucking company, now you may move two loads. Get the idea? Now, we tell our clients this too. You never want loads posted on your website. And there's a way to do that so you don't have to go in and manually do it. It can be automatic and it's less, well, it's $10 a month. The thing is, if they're able to see your website or their loads page of your website, and you've got 30 loads on it, that tells shippers that, hey, you're busy. People trust you. Trucking companies see you have loads. They know they can come to you for multiple loads instead of just one. Okay, that's the website. Like to know more about a website, how we can help you with a website, obviously call us, 800-582-4167. We can get started on your website. Usually we're able to have your website from the date you order it to the date it's on the internet, live, working. It's less than 2 weeks in most cases. So you've got a website. Now we're going to get into those pillars. Now when I say pillars here, there are a lot of different pillars. Social media. Your Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social media that is available to everyone today. Social media marketing. Now, here's audio about social media marketing, and this is from Sammy, if you want to do a search, S-A-M-I.
Historically, online marketing was a fairly one-sided approach. Businesses pushed ideas out, and consumers passively received them. But that landscape has shifted. The internet has become extremely interactive. Social media has created a new style of communication, and there are now billions of conversations happening online. People are discussing popular news articles, sharing photos of their pets, and even engaging with brands. And it all feels relatively natural to the consumer. It's just part of how the web operates. All of these conversations present exciting opportunities for marketers. We can join in on a conversation to drive brand awareness, or create our own conversations and empower our customers to do the marketing for us. Social media marketing is all about creating interactive moments with our customers to achieve a goal we've defined. Most often, that goal is to gain traffic to our website or attention on our brand. But unlike other forms of marketing, social media taps into the idea of using your customers as a marketing vessel. The content that you share will hopefully be liked, retweeted, shared again, blogged about, and so on. This viral effect is what makes social media marketing so effective. A simple like on a post could expose that content to hundreds of potential customers you normally wouldn't have access to. Because social media is so personal, when friends share content, it comes with another layer of credibility. Done right, social media has the potential to transform your business, However, it'll require a good strategy, some creativity, and a little bit of luck. Done wrong, and social media might bring unwanted attention, which could potentially harm your business or your brand image. For many brands, social media will be a must-have component of your digital marketing strategy. Your social media might feature the major networks, or it could be as simple as a blog, a customer forum, or a small niche bookmarking site. Social media is a moving target. If you're able to adapt and scale alongside of it, your brand will benefit in the long term.
Social media marketing. You can't forget that when you are thinking about how to market your business. It's imperative. Now, for those that choose our consulting packages that include supplemental training, we go into detail about all these different marketing techniques, including social media, how to use them, when to use them, the best way to use them. So if you've been thinking about becoming a freight broker agent, and yes, you're not up to speed on social media, look for our training and consulting packages that have and include supplemental training. Okay, just about to call it a night. Still got time for your calls, though. 646-787-8296. We'll be back in a moment to close out this week's Broker Talk. Look around. Everywhere. Trucks rolling down the highway loaded with everything you could possibly imagine. It's happening right now, and you could be part of it. If you've ever wanted to be in the transportation industry, well, do it right. Work from home as a freight broker. Taltoa can help you. Taltoa is a transportation and logistics consulting firm helping people just like you enter and succeed in the transportation industry as a freight broker. Freight brokers work with shippers and trucking companies assisting with the movement of freight. And you can be part of it. Take time to learn more by visiting taltoa.com, TALTOA.com. Read the reports. Learn more about the industry. Take the first step. Taltoa.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Broker Talk. I'm Michael. You can be part of the conversation. Tonight we're talking about marketing, specifically how to market your freight brokerage business, no matter if you are a broker or a broker agent. Hey, if you want to take part of the conversation, 646-787-8296. Hi, you're on Broker Talk.
You mentioned, like, it's me being an agent to get my own website and kind of market myself instead of just going under Diamond.
Right.
And, like, what would I put on my website? I mean, I'm just an agent, so.
Well, basically, the reason we recommend to an agent to get their own website and market themselves is so that you have a website out there working for you 24/7. In other words, you're doing your prospecting, you're looking for shippers, okay? shippers and trucking companies are looking for you too. You see what I'm saying? So if you have a website that's marketing your agency 24/7, you know, just by a simple search on the, you know, internet, people are going to start calling you. Now, you may get one call a month, you may get several calls a month, you may get a couple of calls a year. But if you're able to turn that into business, it's paid for itself.
Okay.
Keep in mind, Diamond, the company you're contracted to, I believe you said Diamond, they have their own website, I'm sure. They're marketing 24/7. So right now, if a shipper or a trucking company is looking for a load or somebody move their loads, they'll find Diamond. You're not in the mix. You see? And if they call Diamond direct, they're not going to give that load to you. They're going to keep it for a house account.
Okay. And
you're sort of competing with your own company, but as an agent, you're an independent contractor. You've got to find your own business. So marketing your own business is going to be beneficial to you and profitable. Now, to make it legal, whatever you call your agency, okay, it could be XYZ Logistics, whatever you call yourself, okay, when you make your website, usually somewhere on the website, you want it, usually on the About Us page, you want to put XYZ Logistics contracted to Diamond Logistics. You see what I'm saying? So you're stating on your own website that, yes, you're this company, but you're contracted to this broker. So you're legal.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I think she's getting it. Even though you're an agent, having your own website is bringing business to you. In other words, shippers will come to you. Make sense? All right. Taking your calls, you want to call us? You can. 646-787-8296. This is Broker Talk. We'll be back in just a moment. Looking for a new career? One you can do from home. Perhaps becoming a freight broker agent is the career you've been looking for. If it is, then you need Taltoa. A freight broker agent is a logistics professional that assists companies that have freight to ship with finding trucks to move the freight. A freight broker agent is independent, and as such, has the potential of an unlimited income. If this sounds like a career that you've been looking for, and you'd like more information about becoming a freight broker agent, visit taltoa.com, T-A-L-T-O-A.com, or call 800-582-4167. That's 800-582-4167. Taltoa, training and consulting the logistics professionals of tomorrow.
Being around too much loud noise, like a leaf blower or rock concert, can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
All right, Broker Talk. Good information tonight. Marketing your business. If you're a freight broker agent, you've got to market. Market your business. Yes. You're on the phone, you're talking to shippers, you're on the phone talking to trucking companies. Yes, that is a form of marketing. But there's so much more. schedule that daily marketing meeting with yourself. Think about the ways you want to market your business. Now, obviously, if you're new, money is going to be an object. There are all kinds of ways that you can market your business, and it won't cost you anything. Social media comes to mind. A website. Pennies a day for something, a marketing tool that is working for you 24/7. Don't forget the pillars, the marketing pillars. Start marketing. Give it 3 months. Dedicate yourself to marketing. Those 3 months for that specific tool, give it time to see if it works for you. If it doesn't, don't do it. Go to another pillar. Be continuous with your marketing. Marketing should be continuous, something you work on every day. All right. You've been listening to Broker Talk every Monday, 7 o'clock, live. You can call in, be part of the program, ask your questions, join in on the discussion. We will be back next Monday, 7 p.m., God willing, for Broker Talk. Have a good week. Let's make some money. Broker Talk is hosted by me, your host, Michael. Produced by Taltoa. You can hear Broker Talk every Monday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Broker Talk is a production of Taltoa. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved. To learn more about Taltoa, visit our website at Taltoa, TALTOA.com, or call us at 800-582-4167.